We have our greatest game coming up, and we do this each Sunday for Gelati Construction. And Chris Haft and I get together, and we came up with this one. I think you're going to enjoy it. It goes back to April 15th of 1958, and it's a very, very special day here in San Francisco, in the state of California, and I think you'll enjoy this story.
Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft and another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to April 15th, 1958. It's an amazing day in the city of San Francisco. It's the first game between the Dodgers and the Giants, the first major league game on the West Coast. Now, San Franciscans were anticipating this for a while. A bond measure had been passed authorizing money to build a stadium in San Francisco, but the Giants and Dodgers made it a reality on April 15th, 1958.
Opening day, Marty, as we know, is full of expectations and dreams and hopes and a new beginning, stuff like that, the symbolism of it. But this really was a new beginning for both the Giants and Dodgers, you know, those traditional rivals in the boroughs of New York, you know, coming out west to start the expansion of the Major League. When teams talked about going out west, they meant playing St. Louis, which is just, you know, I mean, we think of it now, and it's almost ridiculous. But that was the significance of this game, that it started the revolution. Revolutionizing of baseball.
Chris, it is April of 58, 1958. A 75-year rivalry between the Giants and the Dodgers now has come out to the Pacific Northwest and the Pacific West, really. The PCL was in existence from 03 through 57 with the Seals. They always considered themselves a third major league. A big parade before the game, 125,000 people on Market Street. Tickets in the right field bleachers were 90 cents. Left field bleachers, $1.50, and as the great Bob Stevens of the Chronicle wrote, the game was played with whispering winds and under nursery blue skies. All right, let's get to the game itself. It is the Giants-Dodgers. It's Ruben Gomez against Don Drysdale. The lineup for the Giants, Davenport, Jim King, Willie Mays, Willie Kirkland, Orlando Cepeda, Daryl Spencer, Danny O'Connell, Valmy Thomas, and Ruben Gomez. And the Giants get off in the third inning. Daryl Spencer drives the ball out of the ballpark. First home run as a Giant here in San Francisco. It's 2-0 Giants. Cepeda, a home run in the fourth in his second at bat. The Giants go on to win this one 8-0, but it was the beginning of the rivalry that really was the significance of this game, and they picked a San Franciscan for the first at bat as well.
Gino Cimoli, the name will live on in Bay Area baseball history, and you know, a fine player, and again, it was very fitting that it was a San Franciscan. Also fitting, too, I think, looking back on it, that Jim Davenport was the first Giant hitter, a guy who became synonymous with this franchise, wasn't a big star like Willie Mays or Willie McCovey, because he lived here year-round. You know, I think people bonded with him. I know I did growing up in the Bay Area. Jim Davenport meant as much to me as big stars, and you know, really fitting that he was the first Giants hitter.
The Dodger lineup that day, Gino Cimoli, as Chris says, Pee Wee Reese, Duke Snider, Gil Hodges, Charlie Neal, Dick Gray, Carl Farrella, Rube Walker, and Don Drysdale on the hill. Can you just imagine being a San Francisco baseball fan back on April 15th, 1958, to see this game, the Giants win 8-0. Bill Rigney, the manager of the Giants, Walter Alston for the Dodgers. Chris, around the ballpark, when you talk about the opening game at Seal Stadium, Major League Baseball here, it's some of the smells of the ballpark, the sights around the ballpark. They were things that people remember. Eddie Montague, a young man in April of 1958.
Walking in there and just the smells around the ballpark and then seeing that green grass, it was just unbelievable. It was great to be in that park, a park which my dad played in when he played for the San Francisco Seals back in the 20s. The one thing I do remember was always that Ham's Beer sign.
Yes, we had the Ham's Brewery right across from the park, and I know a lot of people, myself included, I was old enough to remember the beer glass on top of the tower of the brewery building filling up and then going back down as if somebody was swallowing a nice cold one. And then there was a bakery. I forget the brand name of the bakery. I've read a lot about the bakery, and that the combination, relief pitcher named Jim Brosnan wrote about this, that when visiting teams would visit San Francisco, they were just assaulted by the smell of the beer and the smell of the bakery. the combination just drove them nuts.
What a great day in San Francisco baseball history. At 16th and Bryant, the old double play bar is still there. The Seals, the team that the Giants replaced in 1958. Chris, Willie Mays made $100,000 in those days. They had just ended the key system, which took people across the Bay Bridge. That had just ended, and things were really hopping in San Francisco. But this rivalry now was here. It was in the West. Giants-Dodgers, 8-0. The Giants win at their first game, April 15th, 1958. Chris, that is a great day in baseball history.
Certainly was. And not long after that, they went down south to play in the Los Angeles Coliseum. And, you know, things changed within a few years. Dodgers built Dodger Stadium, and that bond measure you mentioned turned into Candlestick Park.
And that'll be another day in Giants baseball history. Marty Lurie, Chris Haft, April 15th, 1958, a day that we'll never forget here in the Bay Area. First game, Major Leagues, Giants-Dodgers at Seal Stadium. Back with more right after this.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.